Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Does it really make any difference what you believe as long as you believe it with all your heart? Many millions of men and women would answer no. They would respond, it doesn't make much difference what you believe as long as you really believe it and are sincere. Some people would add, well, don't all religions lead to the same place if you do your best and you follow the teaching? A number of prominent medical authorities recognize the therapeutic power of belief, as opposed to the debilitating, unhealthy effects of doubt and skepticism. Dr. Carl Jung was among those who recognized strong belief in about anything as being a good thing. Jung took the position that religion meets one of man's basic needs, and the lack of faith is the root cause of neurosis, which he often found in his patients. In fact, Jung would go so far as to say that a lack of faith is the root cause of neurosis in every single one of his patients. But Dr. Jung was not concerned with the truth or falsity of what a person believed. He simply felt that if you believed in something, whether it's a lump of silly putty, a rock, or a totem pole that had passed from generation to generation, that a person was better off than someone with no convictions. I was on an airplane when the jet was hit with a strong turbulence and began dumping trays of food left and right. The coffee cup in my hand stayed in my hand while the coffee spiraled toward the ceiling in an eerie column for a few seconds before it came tumbling down, most of it missing the cup on the way down, too. I turned to the young man seated next to me and said, "Hey, this turbulence would make even an atheist a little more unsure of himself, wouldn't it?" He smiled and we joked for a minute, but the incident did trigger off a rather serious discussion of the importance of faith. Like many today, unconcerned with the truth or falsity of their convictions, he felt that the only thing that really counts is the strength of belief itself. As our plane tossed back and forth, I said, "It isn't my faith in those jet engines that's going to get us to our destination. It is their power to lift us above the storm. No matter how great my faith may be in them, if they don't have the power to overcome the force of gravity and the turbulence of the storm, we're in big trouble." You see, that's the difference between just faith and faith in God. There is a difference. Let's suppose you're crossing a turbulent river and spanning the gorge as a bridge. But what you don't know is that the planks are rotten in the bridge. And although it's been satisfactory for many years, it's likely to let you plunge through the rotten timbers to your death below. Your faith in the weak planks may be strong, but weak faith in a strong plank is better. The validity of Christianity is not the strength of your belief. Rather, it is the strength of the empty tomb and God's power that brought Jesus forth from the grave. It isn't great faith that really counts. It is faith in a great God. The Bible makes little allowance for the power of faith in faith. But without faith in the sovereign God of the Bible, there is little hope of pleasing Him who calls us. What really counts is not the strength of your belief, but rather the strength of Him in whom you believe. If the record of Scripture is true, if Jesus died for our sins and He was buried and He rose again, then that is sufficient to carry me to heaven's shore. Edmund Liddy put it, "I have no other confidence, I have no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.